Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
Through his word, and this is your lovely host T Drake, and of course this is gonna be one of the O's, well, heart shares, and me just reflecting over some things and sharing with you as I do what I do. And today I'm gonna be cooking while I'm talking to you guys, so that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. So this Sunday was extremely tough for me. And for those of you that know, I have a daughter that has disabilities on the spectrum, and I have another daughter that has another disability, and at times it can be very, 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 very stressful, and it's hard, and it was hard this week. So I know you guys are in the background, like I said, I'm cooking, so I'm taking out this onion. So in the background, sometimes you guys get my background ambiance, and that's okay. But that's what I like to do, just to let you guys know that you're dealing with a real person going through real challenges and struggles. And it was a struggle. I felt really, really sad and frustrated and angry all at the same time. And why I felt like that is because I didn't really know how to help my daughter. She was frustrated, and she was having her tantrums, and she was just being really upset. I didn't know really what to do, what to say, trying to comfort her. She didn't want that. And on top of that, there was someone who was trying to evaluate her to give her some therapies for speech, and she didn't want to participate. That's sometimes me in our own lives, right? Just don't feel like being bothered. And this day, she didn't feel like being bothered. It was super, super stressful for me. And this morning, today is Monday, this morning I got up and I was gonna do John chapter 11. And my head was just, I was just not in the zone to do it. I wasn't in the zone to do it. And I haven't neglected my podcast at all. In fact, I've been trying to get better at being consistent doing lives with wisdom. But I don't ever forsake this platform, because this is the platform where I started. This is where I first discovered a lot about myself, and that I would be doing some things. And when I tell you that it has been a place for me to have solace and just really just let my proverbial hair down and just talk, because sometimes, as much as I love my friends, and I love them, they're not going to stay on the phone with me long time. They might stay for an hour, maybe even two, but other than that, you know, after a while they gotta go do their own thing, and that's okay. That's why podcasting is a great place for me, because I can talk, and sometimes I still have this feeling that I talk too much for certain people, and I know they don't say that, but for me it's always been ingrained that, you know, you talk a little bit way too much for us, and I don't want to ever, you know, feel like I'm taking up people's time with my talking and whatnot. So the podcast is a really great place for me to, of course,
open up and let things out that I might not normally do, because for me, I'm very expressive and I like to use journaling. I like to use podcasting, of course. I like to use art and crafts, even maybe some fine art if I get into it, and just all different types of ways of being creative, and singing, which, you know, I let go because my voice lately hasn't been doing what I want it to do, so I don't sing anymore, and I don't know if I'll ever sing again. I want to a lot, and I practice, but that'll be one of those things that, I don't know, you know, I've always told the Lord, Lord, I just want to sing for you. I don't even care about any awards. I just want to sing for you. And so when I do sing, I sing little songs that I know and that they mean something to me, even if it's from a cartoon. And some of you may have heard me do it. I've done it on, you know, Instagram and stuff. And they're little songs that, you know, they touch me because they remind me about how the Lord Jesus Christ, when people are not wanting to be around, maybe they don't have the time for you. Guess what? Jesus always has time for you. He's never put you on the back burner. He's never like, I got somebody else ahead of you. It's amazing that he's all in one place and at different places all at the same time. He's here with me. He's there with you. He's all across the globe, in and out of space. He operates, and he's an amazing God. And I am blessed to be saved by such an amazing and magnificent God. I don't know how I would even be where I am today if it had not been for the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ and his mercy that he has poured out on me. And just as I've been learning in BSF, he has an inexhaustible grace. It's grace upon grace upon grace, and it is unlimited. He never is going to run out of grace. Says, hey, you know what? I ran out of grace. Let me see if I could pull some up real quick from somewhere, create some more grace. He has so much grace and mercy, and sometimes we don't even understand that which he provides. And I just look at my life, and you know, there was a young lady, her name, she's one of the people that talk about speaking, Lisa Nichols, and I'm just gonna mention her briefly, as she would say sometimes in her stuff, her life is barely recognizable. And sometimes I feel about that, about my life. It has changed immensely, and not because of any chants that I've done, no chanting, not because of any chakras I did, none of that. It's all been by the Lord's sovereign and providential hand moving in my life. I give him all the glory and honor that he's due, because it is him who has done this for me. It is him who has taken me from so far. It is him who has provided. It is him that has sat me in different places. It's him, and it's him alone. You know, I share in this week, I have to share my story about domestic violence with a group that I volunteer for called Rainbow Services out in California. And although I live in Arizona, I still lend my story to them. If they want me to share it, I will. I may not ever get to share it anywhere else, but I always am able to share it there. It's with the DV group that goes through their 40-hour training. Every year they do it. And every year they ask myself and some other advocates to speak and share our story. So I do that, and I'm not afraid to do it. I'm not ashamed to do it. Once upon a time, I used to be very ashamed to talk about it. I did not feel very comfortable talking about it. I was even walking in fear of it, just everything. And God turned that all the way around. And now I walk and I feel good about myself. I feel good at the things I've accomplished. You know, I never thought in a million years number two. That upon was just calling me like, where's your manuscript? Hang on a second, give me some time. I gotta write it, I gotta print it, you know, and send it over. And I still gotta work on that before she calls me again next month. And I'm like, hey, where's it at? But that's neither here nor there. I just have been wanting for so long to change my life around and change it into a different space. And after looking at my daughter and her frustration Sunday, I was just mentally wiped out. It feels like the day I'm kind of recovering, I was still a little bit tired. I had been up since 2:37 and I couldn't really sleep. Just tolerate me, not just say, hey, I'm here for whatever benefits you could possibly provide to me, and be on a level where we are both spiritually growing, but where I'm not coming to someone who needs a whole bunch of, well, let me tell you about Genesis from the very beginning. I need someone who might be even ahead of me, right? And understanding some things, some concepts, some ideas, some ways of thinking and mindsets that go with the word. And I'm learning, right? I'm learning, and it's my first time this year being a BSF discussion leader. And I'll keep saying that all year because I never thought I would get to this point. And I used to pray like, Lord, I want to be a BSF lecturer. I said, I want to stand in front of women and talk about Jesus. What an amazing and awesome job to do, and a privilege to be humbled to do it. And I'm like, Lord, I'm a BSF leader. I can't even believe it. Best day ever, one of them, even more the best day ever, is accepting Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. That was an amazing day, because I want to be one of those jewels in His crown. I remember that's the message I heard, and I'll never forget it. And I'm thankful that He loved me when people have left me, people have betrayed me, people have lied on me, people have done all manner of things against me, and sometimes my kids. And I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. I was just thinking, you know, I get out. $2,000 just for her to check records, and then $450 to go to IEP meeting. I mean, you can, if you can't be an entrepreneur with what you know, what can you do, right? But I just had to get on here and share, because it's been a rough road, and sometimes people won't understand that. They won't understand what you've gone through. They won't understand what it looks like. I'd rather cry on here, which I do, you guys have heard it, but I say those tears, like I said, if I had a husband that was tender and cared about me, then yeah, I'm boo-hooing all over him, I'm crying with him all over the place. But some people, when they've already told you before, and I keep that, sometimes I lock things away, not as a bad thing, but as a mental note, you know. And when my friends, when I was Christ, you know, go wash your face, it's fine, but then that feels like you're not validated. Feels like that is dismissed, you know, and it's just like, okay. So you learn not to do that again. You know, you learn certain behaviors that you don't want to do anymore,
right? It's like, it's not, and I don't mean not safe, but it's just not what that person will want to deal with. So you go somewhere else with your emotion. You go to someone who's more empathetic and more willing to listen with a compassionate, tender-heartedness towards you. And when my daughter did what she did the other day with her tantrum and everything, I felt so small. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to help her. I didn't know how to console her. I tried, but it didn't work. And she was hitting herself. She was clawing at the carpet. She was drooling on herself. It was just, it was horrific for me to watch her do that. And she didn't have the words to tell me what was wrong. And I didn't know what to say. And I tried to say, "Are you okay? What do you want, baby?" And she couldn't tell me. And I don't know what parent understands that. And sometimes when people say, "Well, my family member has a person on the spectrum," okay, but do you understand what it is to have a child like that? You don't, unless you're actually the parent. So sometimes people are trying to relate to you by talking to you about somebody else's kid, but it's not their own. It's hard, and they will never understand. And of course, the child will say of me, of course, when they're able, "Mom, you will never understand what it's like to be me." And understands, is like, "Have you ever been divorced before?" "No." "Then you can't possibly understand. You've never been divorced, so you don't understand what that is." And although I don't want to be married to the man anymore, but going through divorce, it's still, even though you want it, it still is a destruction of something that you wish it would have turned out differently. Sometimes I would pray for a long time for change him. Streets single, and even thinking about, "Do I get a husband?" Because I would already had one, but it just wasn't meant to be. And sometimes it feels very lonely, and I have no one to turn to but my Lord, and that's all I have to console me. And sometimes that's enough. This morning I was just crying in my pillow because raising a child. Regular kids, but you got kids that have disabilities. It's not easy. It's hard. And I have my own challenges in my own body and my own afflictions. It's like there's no stopping. You have to keep going. Even if you have to just drag yourself, you gotta keep going no matter what. Professional, but it's an outlet for me, so it's okay. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know my needs. You know the needs of those who will listen. Lord, it's been a very rocky couple of days. Lord, and I'm tired a little bit mentally.
canceled schools, Lord. I've asked, I've called, I've written, I've emailed. Lord, I've done everything that I know to possibly do. So Lord, now that I've called, I've done everything, Lord, I just leave it in your hands. And I'm just praying, Lord, that you would help me to find all of my children a place to be before and after school program, and a place where my kids can thrive with their IEPs and all of that, Lord. I'm just praying that if there's someone that's going through kind of a similar situation, Lord, I just pray that they just lift everything up to you, because Lord, after we've done what we can do, Lord, angels in heaven can't do anymore, Lord. And I'm just asking, Lord, that you would just help me in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. I hope you guys are going to have an amazing, wonderful day, or night, or evening, whenever you're listening, whenever you listen to this particular podcast. I hope that you're going to have a great day, and remember, we can be victorious, but when you have reached your end, when you've done all that you can do, you need to lean on him, because he will pull you through your tears. He knows. He knows mine, I know he does, and that's what I'm going to turn to. And sometimes, that's all you need. So, with that, you guys go. Thank you guys for listening to me, and I hope you guys will be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what the Lord lays on your heart. Take care, you guys. Have a blessed day, or night, or evening.
Hey everyone, welcome to God's Gift Through His Word. Thank you for tuning in, and keep coming back for more inspiration.